we are very familiar with the story of the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. Two disciples devastated, shattered, despaired because of what happened to Jesus. And they took the Emmaus shuttle to go back to their old ways. But they were also devastated, not just because of what happened to Jesus, but also what happened to themselves and the uncertainty of their future. They probably gave up so many things in order to follow Jesus, sold their houses, left their previous occupations, all of this to follow Jesus. They put all their cards on the person of Christ. And this was confirmed when Cleophas, one of the two disciples, said, "We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. We were hoping." They had a very different picture of who Jesus is as a redeemer. Something has to be said about Jesus when he used the scriptures to remind them of the plan of God. The scriptures, without a single iota of doubt, is really the best place to be reoriented back to the promise and will of God for us. As what the two disciples said, were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? Is the word of God your compass or your main GPS as you navigate the complexities of life? When you are in doubt, where do you go to? You know, sometimes we read more commentaries and commentaries about Jesus than going back first to the original text. Sometimes we hear hundreds of videos, we watch hundreds of videos before we even go back to what the scriptures is telling us. If you find that you are lost sometimes, try the scriptures. Go back to the original text as your main GPS, and it would lead you to springs of living water. But it was in the breaking of the bread that they finally recognized him. In the breaking of the bread, it was in their Eucharistic experience, the first Eucharist after the resurrection, that they finally recognized the risen Lord. It was in the Eucharist that their eyes were opened. They finally saw clearly. No wonder the Eucharist for us is the summit of our faith. No wonder the Eucharist is the life of the church. When the disciples asked, "Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening," it is already evening, Jesus remained with them and broke bread with them. And that's how Jesus stays with us in the most extraordinary way, in the Eucharist, where he offers his entire self to us. The wonder for us Catholics, in as much as online masses are good because they keep us connected with the Eucharist somehow, being at Mass in person and being able to receive the Eucharist is an incomparable experience. There's nothing that can supplant that, not even the most sophisticated technology. Then we were told that after Jesus broke bread with them, Jesus vanished. Why? The story was just getting better. They finally figure it out, and then he leaves. Why? Well, because God knows when to let us go, when he thinks that we got it right already. You know, he's not like a helicopter dad. He gives us that space. He gives us that space, allows us to figure it out and how to apply what he has taught us. And he probably needed to leave because he knew that the other disciples and apostles need serious work of restoring their faith as well. From that experience, the two disciples decided not to stay in Emmaus, not to stay in their unbelief, not to stay in darkness. You know, it's interesting, this detail, because they just arrived in Emmaus, and it was quite dark already, and walking 7 miles back to Jerusalem, that time was not an easy thing. It was dangerous the least. But no, they cannot stay in Emmaus. The good news has to be announced right away. We can be that two disciples too. We cannot stay in darkness. We cannot stay or go back to our old way. We have to announce the risen Lord.